Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Starting a new week, let's get our energy right. Feeling positive, feeling good about this Second Date Update. We've got Kimberly on the phone. Good morning, Kimberly. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, but I need some help.
I figured you did, and hopefully we can get it for you. So Lynn is who you emailed us about. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to figure out what I did wrong on this one because I had matched with this guy and he was, you know, trying to get me to go out for a while, like lots of talking for, you know, a long period of time, texting, even some FaceTime sessions,
right.
All of that. And I don't know, he seemed really into me and I was crushing on him too. I was pretty excited to get together. And because I work nights a lot, we had grabbed dinner kind of early and got to hang out for just like a little bit before I went in for the night shift. And I thought it was at least my understanding that we were planning on getting together when I got off shift.
Okay.
And I don't know, like maybe go to a bar or something, but it was just crickets. Like dinner went well as far as I am concerned. But I got nothing when I texted him and I haven't heard a peep since. Nothing.
Okay. So not only is this like, hey, the date concluded, I haven't heard anything, you were planning on having a second encounter that evening and even that just got sliced. So something went wrong. We know that.
Yeah. And we talked about it at dinner. It's super weird. And like, I know he's still living. I mean, I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. You know, maybe something happened.
But you're saying you've seen activity online? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, yep. I've seen him posting. I've seen, you know, him responding to people. Like, I know that he's alive and well. He just doesn't want to respond to me. And I didn't think anything went that bad at dinner. So I'm beside myself. So I need some help on this one.
All right. Well, we've got Lynn's phone number. We're going to get him on the phone. We're going to talk to him at 725.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So we heard Kimberly's side of this date. She went out with Len. She was very excited about it. They grabbed an early dinner. She was under the impression that after she got off her shift at the bar, they would meet up again for drinks and whatever happens after.
Mm-hmm.
But she has heard nothing, not that night and not since that night. And she wants to know what it was that she did wrong. Now, she knows he's alive. That's something, because she's seen him post online, but he is not responding and has not reached out to her in any way, shape, or form. And she wants answers. So I think we've got him on the line. Hey, Len, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, Len, it's Frito and Katie. How are you?
I'm good.
So, Len, we are offering a free date package for a second date. All you have to do is go out with someone that you already know, someone you've been out with before. Can you tell me about Kimberly?
Yeah, well, I thank you for that, but I just decided I'm not going to go out with her again, actually, because I think that she's kind of a little bit sketchy.
She's sketchy.
Yeah, well, he sells foot photos online on this OnlyFans site.
Oh.
I think it's a fetish site or something like that.
She's on OnlyFans.
And I really was into her before that. I mean, she's a great gal, but once I found out that about the foot fetish stuff and the photos, that was just it.
How did that even come up?
You know, it came up while she was talking about what she was thinking about quitting her job.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I asked her why. And she said, well, foot photos on OnlyFans, that's why.
Okay.
And so, yeah, after the date, I went online and saw what it was, and I just said, that confirms it for me. I'm out.
And you didn't want to bring that up while we were at dinner, or?
Oh.
Like,
wait,
is there.
Hey, I didn't know Kimberly's on the phone.
Yeah,
she's on
Lynn.
The phone?
Yeah, Lynn. She reached out to us. She wanted some answers as to why you had completely cut off contact.
I didn't bring it up at dinner. I didn't want to make a scene, but I just think, Kimberly, I just think it's gross and strange. I don't even know why you would debase yourself like that. For what? Just for the money? It's weird.
No, you know what? First of all, it's not some money. It's like $4,000 a month, and it's not debasing myself either.
$4,000 a month?
Yeah, it's good money. I'm not going to get that anywhere else, and I don't have, any identifying marks, tattoos, characteristics. It's just a foot. It could be anybody's foot pick. It really doesn't scream, me. It's just that's just what it is. And if people want to pay me for it, who cares? Who's that immature that they care? You're acting like I've crossed some big kind of line being, some kind of terrible person. I'm a decent human being and I'm just doing what I have to do to take care of mine. So I'm getting really upset.
That's your prerogative. You know, it's gross. That's not something I want to explain to my parents. Hey, Mom, I'm bringing my girlfriend over this weekend. So she, she's the one who sells the foot pictures to pervs online. Yeah, I'm going to bring her in and let you guys meet her. She's awesome.
It's not gross. Your behavior right now is gross. Honestly, you're drawing a hard line over dating me because I take pictures of, you're going to be rude. You're going to be rude. That's gross. And I know people who work in bars have to flirt with guys all night. I'm getting really upset right now. But all I'm doing is sending pictures. This is going to allow me to have a normal schedule for the first time in forever, not being at the bar all night, doing what I have to do. So, you just need to get out of your head about it or just get on with it.
This doesn't sound promising, but it never hurts to ask. If we were to pay for a second date, Lynn, would you be at all interested in taking Kimberly out again?
No, I'm saying no to the date because this is just going to lead to more. It always does. And the next thing you know, she's going to be doing something else, and this just leads to prostitution. So absolutely not. I'm not going to go down that road at all.
Prostitution?
Nope.
Do you hear yourself? Prostitution? Seriously, you know what? I'm going to stay on OnlyFans, and you can just stay a lonely man because I'm done with this conversation.
Kimberly,
I'm stupid.
Kimberly, I'm sorry this didn't work out the way you wanted it to, but I thank you guys so much for calling in, and at least we've got you the answers you were looking for.
I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.